Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So New York just had its first ever Made in New York award ceremony for theater and live performance, celebrating individuals and organizations who have made significant contributions, cultural contributions, to the city. The honorees included Tony Award-winning actor and producer, as well as co-founder of the Black Theater United, LaShans, founder and artistic director of Brooklyn's St. Anne's Warehouse, Susan Feldman, public relations executive Ken Sunshine, and Tony Award-winning choreographers Patricia Delgado and Justin Peck. Now, for the less than great news, Broadway took a hit in the box office over the Labor Day holiday weekend, with most of the shows reporting declines in weekly grosses. In all, the 27 productions on Broadway grossed a total of about $25 million. I know it sounds like a lot, but that's apparently 18% less than the previous week when 28 shows were running. Well, this may help box office. Yep, Beetlejuice is coming back again, opening at the Palace Theater in a few weeks. This will be the show's third chance at life on Broadway. Beetlejuice originally opened at the Winter Garden Theater in March of 2019, playing until the Broadway shutdown on March 2020. It resumed performances at the Marquee Theater beginning in April 2022 and concluded that run on January 8, 2023. And now the Palace gets a third run of Beetlejuice. Another old name coming back. Yep, Dreamgirls is en route to Broadway. That one premiered at the Imperial Theater in 1981 and ran for 1,500 performances. Directed and choreographed by Michael Bennett, the original production fused R&B, soul, and showbiz storytelling, introducing now legendary hits like And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going, One Night Only, and of course the title anthem, Dreamgirls. Now, as for notable productions in New York now, I keep mentioning one, Alvin McCraney's The Brothers' Sighs, which is getting nice response at the Shedd's Griffin Theater. This 90-minute production is co-produced by the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles, where I will actually be going for another show soon. McCraney is artistic director there now. As I've said before, I believe The Brothers' Sighs is described as a contemporary fable, carefully crafted symbolism steeped in myth. The play is celebrating its 20th anniversary, by the way, and this production features one of my favorite actors, Andre Holland. That show remains at the Shed through the end of this month when a guy named Tom Hanks comes in with his play. And more big, not quite forgotten names have announced a new one coming called What We Did Before Our Moth Days. That's a new one by Wallace Shawn, directed by Andre Gregory. Those are two very important names in Broadway history. Produced by Scott Rudin and Barry Diller. The cast includes Hope Davis, John Early, and Josh Hamilton. That's called What We Did Before Our Math Day, so keep an eye on that one. And Off-Broadway's The Flea Theater will host a rare revival of John Patrick Shanley's Italian-American Reconciliation beginning October 3rd. Performances will continue through October 26th with Austin Pendleton directing that one. My God, I interviewed Pendleton a year or so ago, and he was already well in his 80s. One thing I finally did this past week was subscribe to National Theatre Live. Now, if you don't live in London, as I do not, there are several ways to enjoy the work they do. Remember, this is where Andrew Scott first did Vanya and so many others. So I decided to try one called Discord. It is about one of my all-time favorites, Sidney Poitier. This is a three-character piece that takes place in 1959. It is Poitier being asked to sign a contract that also is tantamount to naming names, including that of one of his heroes, Paul Robeson. There are some excellent lines in this show, like, what is the point of principles if you don't have a platform? We certainly see the kind of pressure Sidney Poitier and others were under. He, of course, went on to be the first Black man to win an Oscar. And as you know, I so admire actors who make it big on screen but return to stage and vice versa. Charles Shaughnessy of The Nanny, for example, is off soon to Maine to do Titanic. And Richard Thomas, perhaps best known for playing John Boy in the TV series The Waltons, has had a long, storied career that has seen him find success in television, film, and the stage. Now Thomas is touring as the title character in Mark Twain Tonight, made famous by the late Hal Holbrook, who conceived and starred in that one-man show for more than 6 decades. Thomas is the first and only actor who has been authorized to perform the show by Holbrook's estate. I saw Thomas in Our Town last season, and a few years back I saw him as Atticus Finch in the touring company of To Kill a Mockingbird, and I have to say he was the best stage Atticus I have seen. Of course, if you watched the Emmy Awards this week, you saw many stage actors nominated for TV work. Michael Urie, Coleman Domingo, Sam Rockwell, Jake Gyllenhaal, Deirdre O'Connell, and more. And one who took home the Emmy was Jean Smart. You may have a Tony coming too as well for her work in Call Me Izzy this season. As for live theater from Los Angeles, where I remained for a while, I caught the latest from the always challenging Rogue Machine Company. Adolescent Salvation is a compelling piece in a tiny venue, maybe 30 seats, which works for this one as we feel we are in that bedroom with three teenagers. Directed by the Rogue's artistic director, Guillermo Sinifugas, this is not your mother's play, but it feels very contemporary. The teens in it speak, well, like, you know, like how they like speak, with a lot of like F-bombs thrown in. Anyway, it's a very compelling show at the Matrix Theater. And back in New York, a one-night event sounds worthwhile. Jane Fonda, Marissa Tomei, Mark Ruffalo, Sanaa Lathan, and Rondana Arquette are among the stars who will take part in a one-night-only benefit production of This Is Crazy, a new play by V. Now, that's the playwright who was formerly known as Eve Ensler. That one takes place October 6th at Symphony Space in New York. You might want to get tickets for that now. And the deaths of the week, worth mentioning. Okay, Polly Holiday was possibly best known for playing Flo in the Alice TV series. But the theater is where Holiday's career began and where she did most of her celebrated work. She was nominated for a Tony for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opposite Charles Durning. She made her Broadway debut in 1974 in All Over Town, directed by a guy named Dustin Hoffman. Now, speaking of Dustin Hoffman, one of his most famous films, of course, was All the President's Men, co-starring Robert Redford. And we have just heard this morning, I mean, just heard, that Redford has died at the age of 89. Ah, so much to say here. Yes, he started on Broadway in Barefoot in the Park, but he went on to so much more. Famous movies, too many to count. He founded the Sundance Institute for Independent Films, and he had a life as an environmental activist. I met him several times, and he told me that as he sat on our deck here one day in Malibu, he saw a woman walking on the beach, all wrapped up. It was Mary Tyler Moore, and he then cast her in Ordinary People, for which he won the Oscar for Best Director. Anyway, I am going to dry my tears now, and I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.